All right, we're up to Reis Simen Reis Samach Beis as we get into the halachas of the Bris Milah. Naturally, the first thing is the schedule. When to schedule the Bris, and that's what Simen Reis Samach Beis is about. It somehow doesn't mention the caterer. Sif Aleph, Ein Malin Acha Tonei Tzachama B'yemeshmini L'leidasai. This is a Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chaf, a general Mishnah that talks about the Lashon is Kosha Mitzvase B'yayim. Any mitzvah that the mitzvah is by day is Mitzvase Mishatone Tzachama. It's from the time of sunrise. And the Mishnah says that Emasa Mishah Olam Ere Shachar Yotza. The mitzvah is to do it from nights, but Min HaTorah, there's no question, day begins from Halos. So we have this general rule that day begins from Alois and mitzvah and the mitzvah is Mishatone Tzachama. Rashi, from Alois Shachar?
Yes.
No, Yaitz if you did from Alois Shachar. No, the Mechab also is that way. It's a Mishnah, nobody argues. Mishnah says, even though it's printed, he has a Ramah, Mishalah Meira Shachar Yatza. But it's a Mishnah, the Gross says Mishnah Sham. That's that Mishnah Megillah. That all these things, Yayitza Bidi'eved, from Alois HaShachar. Now, Min HaTorah, day is Alois. That's the real man. And Midrabanan, the mitzvah is from Nates, because Rashi says the reason. Rashi's reason is because you might make a mistake. That's the reason Rashi says. Now, what's interesting is that Taz Aleph seems to say a different reason, although the Lashon is a little hard. Taz Aleph says, Hatam, Shaz Yotza Vade Misafik Laila. So that's good. Ubetur Loi Zachar HaNeitzachama. Now, I'll talk about the Torah soon. The Torah doesn't mention Neitz. He just says, Hamalais HaShachar. Now he says, Vuhu Mitam, Diksivu B'yayim V'loi B'layla, Klaimu B'shoshu B'biru Yayim V'loi Laila. So the Taz seems to be saying a different reason, that the Dairaisa B'yayim is Mishash Avad HaYayim. Has to be from the day that's Avad HaYayim V'loi Laila. The Seder here, why he mixes the Torah in middle, is confusing. The Torah didn't mention Netzachama, V'hu Mitam, that's not going on the Torah. The Beis Yosef writes on the Torah that he doesn't understand why didn't the Torah mention Netz. It's a Mishnah. The Beis Yosef says, Ulai Torah Seifrim in the Torah. Because how could the Torah just be Seisim from Alois HaShachar? So I don't know, the Seder of the order of the Taz's words is a little confusing. He says the Torah doesn't mention Netz. V'hu Mitam, the V'hu Mitam seems to go back on why L'chadchila Tzneitz HaChama, and that's the reason. Now, we're still in the middle of the Mechaber, let's just finish at least the Mechaber. The Chol Hayayim Kasha L'Mila, Elish Shezrizim Magdimin L'Mitzvah, U'malim B'yad B'baikah, Shezrizim Magdimin, to do Mila in time, and we do the Mila immediately in the morning, V'afilu Mila Shalai B'Zmana, Eini Ela B'yayim, and even a Mila Shalai B'Zmana cannot be done at night. Now, we'll get to the Ramah shortly. First of all, this time of the year, there are people who are actually make mistakes. When Nate's at 7:30, it's happened to me that I've gotten calls invited to a bris, davening this time, bris that time, and the bris can be that time because it has to be after Nate's achama. The question is how much of a shas hadchak it has to be to allow someone to do a bris before the Nate's. How much of a shasat chak shachas gadol shasat akaton? So it's lamaisa a bris should really never be before neitzachama. And if you want, so you eat the bagels before neitzachama, but do the bris. You can do it after neitzachama, but it should be after. The question of how much of a shasat chak gadol is a little hard to know. In the Pirush HaMishnayis of the Rambam, the way we have it, the Pirush HaMishnayis says b'tzayrich gadol. You could do it earlier. It's the only Rishon that I know that says, that mentions doing it earlier. The yes. If Alois is Yaim, Alois is Yaim, the Rabbanan said that anything that's Mitzvah be Yaim, you should wait until Nates. So once the Rabbanan say you should do it, Pashas, you have to wait. There is a tshuva in the Teres Raphael, Raphael Hamburg, he has a tshuva that some of the shuls rely on for shachris these days. Many shuls, including here, the first minyan is before sunrise. Sunrise today was 7:44. Like a shame, we missed it by a couple of minutes. But 6:44. I'm sorry, and we just missed it by a few minutes. But it's just getting later every day. And the question is, you yaitz if you daven from alois. Really, a person supposed to daven from nates. So in the Teres Raphael, he writes that Rashi says the whole thing is a gzeira because it might be night, it might be nighttime when you get daven in alois. You might make mistakes. He says nowadays we have clocks, so the reason for that takana doesn't apply. Now, if it had been a loy plug takana, so we don't change things. But it's not a loy plug; it's a lachatchila. So he says that Bizman said that we have clocks. It's different. It's interesting. I think the Rishash there on the Mishnah says something very similar. So that there is a big tzad to be makel to do it earlier. A Rish Chaydish is even a bigger problem because Rish Chaydish is Hallel also. Hallel, to do Hallel before Nates. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought the same as the rest of davening, but I think the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Mizrach Shemesh, Shemesh. What? It's really Nates. Mizrach Shemesh Anadoya is the beginning, mentioned the beginning of Hallel. So that a person should try as best he can, at least a mitzvah like that, to do a Bizman. But again, it's very hard. Some people have things that compel them, and b'shas atchak, a person could do it earlier. Both of the ever, but that doesn't mean there's no difference. No question. It doesn't. For many people, having a floating time in the morning, it just doesn't work. Sometimes for the learning in the morning, sometimes, you know, Reb Chaim could learn any time. You know, someone once asked his rabbits in the last shalom why he schleps to all these bris, and he says, so he learns in the car, what's the difference? In the house, in the house, in the car, you know, like, what's the difference? But to me, it's a difference. I don't learn in the car the same way I learn in the basement Medrash, and therefore people have a schedule. Now, why don't we do a rite of days before davening? So the reason for that is because of Tadi V'Sheni Tadi Tadi Kaidin. We have a rule: when you have two mitzvahs to do, one is Tadir and one is Einai Tadir, the Tadir comes first. I had a horror about that, that on Shabbos we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. The talis you could put on before the bris anyway. So you have Kriya Shema, but many people daven anyway after this about Kriya Shema. They say Kriya Shema before davening. So it's not clear why in a Shabbos morning we shouldn't do the bris before davening. What Tadir V'Sheni Tadir is there exactly to wait?
You should be davening.
Tefillah, the mitzvah deraisa tefillah is not the whole Seder at tefillah. You say brachas in the morning. How you have your bagel? So the bagel, I guess, we'll have to wait till afterwards.
Shabbos,
you'll like very much. Take a look at Pesachei Tshuva Beis. Everyone will like the beginning of Pesachei Tshuva Beis. I'm a Tshuva Shus Yaakov. Chelak Aleph Simen Lamed Shekosav. Yesh Limchois B'Chazonim. Shemarichim B'Shabbos V'Yontiv. K'shiyesh Mila B'Beis HaKnesses. Arach HaChatzois. V'Yimavad L'Mitzvah's reason Ayin Shomayid. He says the Chazonim, if there's a Bris Mila, you might think get a better Chazon. You know, it's a special day. It says, no, let the Chazonim not be married, certainly not if the Chatzais, on that day. He goes on, V'aybidach HaSvili, Yinav HaMayim Mutarim Lecho Kaidim Mila in Shom, V'aybid Shuvas Noi De B'Yehuda Tinyana. Yehudei Kosam Lov, listen to this, Al Din Tinik, Shloi Nimo V'zmanai, Mach V'schayli, he wasn't Gemalad on day 6, he was not well, V'shul Chazal HaBriyasai, V'aviv Reitza, La'akav L'mayle Yachigia, Erev Pesach, his father says, well, once the bris is not bisman, let's push it off to Erev Pesach, and we'll be able to not fast than the Bechayrim. The Kosav. So then you the replies. That's awful. Chad, the Shaiva misses reason. גם יש לא הלוחש אולי חס ושלום יום הסבלד ונצחס המצווה לגמרי. Now, we're not usually chayshish for Misa in Halacha. I suspect that Noidi Yehuda wanted to spook out his father. He writes to his father, you can wait till Erev Pesach, the kid may die beforehand, you better do the bris on time. So that's what he said. L'chein yesh le'asar. That's what he says. Af, im kivar loy malu, v'giyah Erev Pesach, shaloy lamoy loy, sheze atzas chatoim. You hear what he says? If they deliberately waited till Erev Pesach, don't do the bris. I say knas, not to do the bris. Shatzatav yesh ligzar bishom pamacheres shemi yisha. Void mechit tesi latel chatzil lishes milosh lo bizman a lovel bear of Shabbos. And bechlal, I guess erev Pesach was erev Shabbos. Sheshlochish yovad echil Shabbos. Void mihitul bechayim lechol bear Pesach. Void, listen to this. Mihitul bechayim lechol bear Pesach. So this milosh lo bizmana. CBS. What? It should have been his first day, so that would knock off the whole thing. So what? That's what he's saying. If you say the first thing that they can't eat anyway, but maybe you didn't do. They'll find the rov. Will tell them it's okay. But so that's a little troublesome. You know what? We'll wait till we get to Taz Gimel. We'll talk about it, okay? About the Sunday. The fact that very often Bris Milah is pushed off for convenience of relatives coming is also not. I mean, pushed on the day. They have Ivan Zuiza Magdimin. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Loitani Hacht Zuiza Magdimin Rak Lamila. In the Brises, the Mishnayis, Tanoim don't mention Zvi Zemagdimin only by Bris Milah. V'yeshtonu litzav, how do you pronounce the word? Litzavach? We should scream. Al minig zmaneinu, shema'achin ha'milah kama shoyis b'yayim, ibnei sh'tusim. I couldn't read it. Shema'achin kama shoyis b'yayim, ibnei sh'tusim, shloi bo, kol ha'kruim. It says sh'tus, that not everyone showed up. U'kedayim sh'tusim ke'elu. So he says we should scream about it. V'yesh b'koyim v'shemachin ad acha chatzayis hayayim v'avoyim pelili. Because it's a terrible aveira to push the bris milah. So he asks like you ask Sam. Eilid ma'ya kibidizim akdim l'mitzah l'amal ha'yimaylu kaidim ha'tfilah. If Zviz is so important, do the bris before the tfilah. Zay yavsha chad ha'tfilah himitzah t'dirus. V'yesh b'har b'mitzah tzitzis tfilah k'yesh ma'tfilah. So that's what he says. Somebody mentioned the bagel. He says, "Va'oid shari mitzvah lasi suda." Kad matfilah lo yuchel litaim. Okay, I don't know what he mentions. Tefillah. Yeah, I don't know. He means the rabbanon have tefillah. The tadir the rabbanon is daicha is pushes off a ain't the tadir deraisa. Shouldn't be that way. So. It's the old yeshiva shaklar, if Zizim Magdimin Lemitzvah is a separate mitzvah, or if it's a hiddur in every mitzvah. There's a Rashi in Sukkah that on Zizim Magdimin Lemitzvah he brings the pasuk, Sekeli Vanveyu, I think. He brings the pasuk, and there they say Rashi's kavanah is that it's a separate mitzvah. It's not just a Hanhoga Toiv and the mitzvah itself. So, if you're going to miss the mitzvah, then you're right. But if you're not going to miss the mitzvah anyway, you're scheduling it ahead of time. All right, so the moral...
In two places, what is the significance of chatzais? So the
idea is the sooner, chatzais... What is the significance of pushing it past chatzais? I don't know.
It sounds like it's worse.
Both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know why dafka chatzais, but I don't know.
Why is it like it?
Well, it's easy to do it together with the Shofar. Should be before Laining. I guess we see Laining as part of Shachris, so we do it after Shachris. We see it as part of Laining. Once we're having Shachris, we're having all Shachris. I assume that's the reason. Okay. So anyway, so it should be if the nates, but as soon after nates as a person can possibly do a bris, that's when the bris should be done. The question of when alois is, I mentioned to you in the past that there's a tremendous amount of controversy, which has gotten a lot hotter over the last 10 or 15 years, about when alois HaShachar is. Mishnah Berurah says alois is 72 minutes before Neith, which is a constant. And there are those who argue it goes back to a sefer named Marakai, an old sefer that goes back hundreds of years, who argued that alois HaShachar is not measured in minutes. It's measured by the light in the heavens, and that therefore the time can't be a constant 72 minutes. And according to that, today's calendar makers go by 16.1 degrees below the horizon. When the bull of the sun is 16.1 degrees below the bull of the below the horizon, that's based on the equinox day. When the day is 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of sunlight, and at that time, the 72 minutes is 16.1 degrees below the horizon, or the simonim that Chazal give us 16.1 degrees, so they have a constant 16.1 degrees. So you look at the calendars today, they have two times, most of them.
So
they have 72 minutes. So that, it's interesting. The 16.1 comes out earlier. Typically, it comes out earlier than 72 minutes, which is a dafkamina. What?
More than
72 minutes earlier, more than 72 minutes before dates. Now that comes out. What's a dafkamina to me and you? It's almost a dafkamina. It's basically for a fast day, for a tainus. Till when you can eat before the tainus, it really makes a chumra. You can eat before the tainus to an earlier time. So to me, it seems that the 72 minutes man was Mekubal and Klal Yisrael for all the generations. I don't go back all the generations, but the Marakai, wherever he's quoted, they are chayokim on him. And there's a long piece on this written from the Rav in England, in London. His name always escapes me. Today, his son is the Rav there. You remember? No. The Pesach there, not the... What? No. Rav... Not that there are Shonim, you know, all the speeches he gives. He was a Pesach, he didn't give any speech. Echashom, I don't mean to belittle, I also give speeches. But the Pesach there was Rav Padua. Rav Padua was the Pesach in London. So they had gotten together there. This happened in 73, 74, when, remember, they stayed with daylight savings time during the energy crisis, when the price of gas spiked to over a dollar a gallon. So they said, wow, we can't have... You know, when you get used to something, it's manageable. You know, it's amazing. But so then in London, I think Neitz HaChama was 8:30, 9 o'clock. No, and now it would be in New York, if they didn't have it, would be 8:30. There was even... It's higher. It was very, very late. So they wanted to go with the 16.1 degrees to allow Alois, all the mitzvahs b'di'evit, you could be Yitzhak from Alois. And they put out a kokaire, and Rav Padua found out about it, and he personally stopped it, even though they went back to the 72 minutes man. The main kasha on this man, and today there are many who hold of the 16.1 that are convinced it's logical, and there are logical arguments for it. But the main time is this. The Gemara says clearly that the time from Alois to Neitz and the time from Shkia to Tseis is the same. The Gemara might mean it's the same on equinox day, might mean it's the same all the time. The Gemara seems to say all the time. The Gemara, in Psachim, I think Tzadik Beis, that everyone talks about, says that it's Dalin Milin. Whatever Dalin Milin means, is from Alois to Neitz and from Shkia to Tseisek Rechavim. All our Zmanim are based on it. We see Zman Kriyashma. It's the two Zmanim, Zman Kriyashma, 36 minutes apart. It's because some go from Alois, some go from Neitz. It's 144 minute difference, and the way Cheshu comes out is a 36 minute difference. All those the calendars they have in the shul with the Zman Kriya Shema, that's based on 72 minutes for Alois. It's based on that because certainly in my lifetime there was never a Havamina differently. So the problem is that if you go with observable simonim, night darkness after Shkia is less than 72 minutes. Whoever's Bishar, by looking at the heavens, says the earliest man, Yerushalayim, they say 25 minutes or 20 minutes. 30 minutes. Here they say 45, 50 minutes. Rav Moshe says 50, but it's certainly less than 72. And by Allah's, when they go with what they consider observable zmanim, it's more than 72. So that can't be. It's inconsistent. So I once published my tainus on this. On this man, so I got a letter back. I got more than one letter, but I got one. He said it's a good kasha, but the akashas anyway on this manim. Either way, the akashas, and he's right, and therefore it's hard to work it out. So I don't know what to say. The Mishnah Berurah says 72 minutes, and Norv Palm said 72 minutes. Even after the whole tumul, he told people they could eat on a tainus until 72 minutes, not on Yom Kippur. But you can eat till 72 minutes before sunrise. That's the amount we call out here in Shul. We announce that you can eat it till 72 minutes on the tightness, 72 minutes before sunrise.
Relying on a watch, much about well handled, yeah? Matthias, observable in Eretz Yisrael. It's much less. It's clearly much less.
Therefore, what?
So it should be less as well.
No, the question is, what's alois? And what's alois? You look at the watch, you figure out alois. But it has nothing to do with the Teres Rafael.
He's saying, though, because we can look and then measure.
So it's a tiny that at the point, how can you say a constant time? That's the question. How can you just say a constant time? It should vary. What?
The further north and west you go.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. North and south. North and south. Yeah, okay.
But some places where they keep 72 minutes. You look at the chart, it's earlier aloes and other places later.
All right, my point is this. The question is a question. My point is, you should know the fact. I'm not trying to convince you one way or the other, but if people get confused. It says aloes this way, it says aloes that way. There are basically two zmanim for aloes. There's a what they call constant in the calendars. It says aloes hashachar constant, aloes hashachar variable. Aloes hashachar constant is a constant 72 minutes. Aloes hashachar variable is based on the astronomical observation. It's a sheet that goes back at least to the Marakayim. There's such a thing, and there are issues. I don't say it's easy. It's a very difficult issue which way to go, and I don't know. In MTJ, the calendar has a constant 90 minutes. It's constant, but it's constant at 90 minutes. I don't know if it comes from Rav Moshe or Rav David. I have no idea. But Rav David goes with 90 minutes. The Urayim Shita is that a meal is 24 minutes. Arba meal is
96.
So I guess they're 22 and a half. They're going with this man. 22 and a half it would be. They're going with the 22 and a half minutes. Man, you saw in the MTJ calendar. They have a constant 90. So they're going constant, but they're going with a different. The Arba Milin. Instead of 18 minutes, they're going to 22 and a half minutes, man. So, but it's constant. It's a constant. It's man. Really, the only nafkamina to us is a fast day. As far as Talson's film, we have to wait anyway to Mishiyakir. So, Alois is not a nafkamina.
Okay.
What?
The same.
There's a machlokes at the end of the day about Tzeisek Vechavim. But there, the Mishnah Berurah does say it depends on the point that you're in, the time of the year you're in, and the place you're in, because we don't know where Rabbeinu Tam measures 72 minutes. It's not that way in Eretz Yisrael, and he was in France. It doesn't seem to be that way in France. So this man, him, all right, it's its own set of shiurim.
Isn't the Mishiyakir also calculated on the clock?
Mishiyakir. The Mishiyakir that's published, there are different amount of Mishiyakir. Everybody has pretty much has a set time. The Privagadim says 12 minutes after Alois, which is 60 minutes, Yel 72, which is 60 minutes before. That's what we do here in Shul. We make 60 minutes before Nates. Ramesha has the most Chomitic man. He said he looked in the country and it's 35 minutes before. What? I don't know if Yel's 90, but Yel. But,
90 is a
he holds 35 for Mishiyakir. It's extreme the other way. 35 before Nate. I just want to tell you, I tried it upstairs. It doesn't really work. There are two shilas when you daven early. It's going to happen now. It's going to get later. It's going to come to a point where sunrise is going to be 7:20 and 6:20 is going to be the Mount Allison's tefillin. The tefillin, you could put on with a bracha. Because b'di'eva, we really pass in kol ha'layla z'man tefillin. We don't pass like about yom ha'layla z'man tefillin. We don't put on tefillin b'layla shev yishin behen. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a bracha l'vatala. Somebody who's yaitze b'shiara is allowed to put on his tefillin early. So there's no shayla. You wait for the 60 minutes, you do it with a bracha, there's no shayla. The talis is a shayla bracha l'vatala. Putting on a talis is never an aveira. You can put on a talis by night too. Putting on a talis is a shayla of a bracha l'vatala. We're saying the prima got them 60 minutes now. What you really should do, if you're davening that time, is put it on without a bracha. Daven without a bracha, even kind of the mitzvah. And then after Chazar HaShatz, make a bracha on the talis. If the Chazar HaShatz is already within the Zman, that's the Chol HaShitas, then make a bracha, do an Atifa then. And make a bracha on the talis then. So that's really what people should do. Not everyone, it seems, is astute enough to, people who are never involved in halacha, not astute enough to understand what's going on. But, what? But all that means before you're wearing it. So you make the bracha later, and then you're wearing it afterwards. The bracha is on the fact that you're wearing it. If you put it on by night, you don't have to take it off and put it on again. The mashmesh.
So you put on the talis without bracha, and then put it with the bracha, and then
right.
Later on, we make the bracha on the talis.
Yeah.
You can make a bracha on the talis even before Mashiach.
Chatzchelo, you should wait not to put on until Mashiach. Because I'm in Exeris, I'm Yishim Ben. If you kid me, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ha'ilach b'shiyara, someone is going out on a caravan. They're not going to stop for him to put on tefillin. You should put on the tefillin beforehand, and then say Kriya Shema when it comes to this man, Mashiach. So you're allowed b'shas hadchak to put on tefillin at night. It's Exeris she'lo Yishim Ben shle yafiach behem. But the gzera was made with exclusion for Shas
HaTchai. So what time is it?
He got up. There's no school was there.
Okay, maybe that's why they'll make it. It's Mishayakir
today.
Was according to Prima Garden 5:44. It goes by the sun goes by the English calendar. So November 16th, it's 6:44. No, 5:44. 6:44 is sunrise. 5:44 is Mishayakil at the Prima Gaon.
Oh, so you can 5:44.
Yeah, today is not a problem.
With a bracha, or without a bracha, you make a bracha.
With tefillin? You can make a bracha. It doesn't say, yes, for sure, it doesn't say make the bracha later. But you should if you have been, you should then, but once you're putting it on, you can. What? Do what? That's because it's not even the 60 minutes man. Yeah, that's all he wants, not the 60 minutes man. Whenever it's the 60 minutes man, we put it on before
he
puts
the talis on.
It gets to 7:30. What? He writes, all right, this is a discussion. I want to get back to Echus Prismila. Just Ramesha does write in the tshuva that it's time to be machmir on the 72 minutes man. He writes, Hayol v'yatsam apumei de Rabbeinu Tam. But it has 72 minutes. It's good to be machmir for the 72 minutes man. I always tell people, Be'enai re'isi, Ramosha strike a match less than 72 minutes. They were, when he was older, he didn't make Havdalah himself. I don't know if he, because he couldn't drink grape juice or wine. But after Mar, if Mar was 50 minutes in his apartment, they finished about 65 minutes. And a bacher made Avdolah for him. And I saw Ramosha strike matches less than 72 minutes. Could be he didn't want to be Matriach the Bachram to wait. I don't know. There was a cheshbin, but Lamaisi, he did it less than 72. I want to get to Brismila. We can talk about Zmanim all day. Let's get to the Ramah. This next Ramah, excuse Michael, the next Ramah in Sif Aleph. It was after 65, so it was close. Whenever I tell people what I saw, I say, if the clock in Ramosha's living room was right, then it was less than 72 minutes. The Ramah, now this Ramah is a very controversial Ramah. It's a riddle. It's sort of a riddle. Listen to the Ramah. Ovarumo balayla, if someone made a mistake and did a bris milah by night, Sarech lagzar ulahatim imenu dam bris. All right, the arla is removed. You can't do a new bris. But wait. He says if you do it by night, he doesn't say when. He says you have to do it what toughest down bris. Malai toiches ubiyayim. But if you did bris mila within 8 days, but by day, yatsa. That means by night, you have to do a toughest down bris. The mitzvah has to be bayayim, bayayim hashmini. If you do within 8 days, then yatsa, you don't have to do a toughest down bris. So Shachitas say, what's going on here? It says bayayim hashmini. So if you don't do bayayim, you do it by night, you need a toughest down bris. If you do hashmini, and not hashmini, you do it shmi or shishi, so yatsa, yaitza. What's going on here? Unless you think that this is of little consequence, many, many Balei Tshuva, who had a bris mila as a child, very often in the hospital, had a bris mila in less than 8 days. It's not frequent that it was by night. It was by day. And it was within 8 days. And the question is, do they need a new atafas dam bris? So the Ramah here says
it was
the second issue, which I want to get to. But the Ramah here is a riddle. It's a riddle that the Achrayim tried to figure out. Shach and Taz both have a difficulty with it and how to deal with it. And the Taz calls it Ein Kan Ela Chumra Ba'alma to do Atafas Dam Bris, but doesn't really answer the question. So here there are a number of Mahalchim. One of the pieces in the Shagas Aryeh on Bris Mila is on this topic. So he writes that if you do a bris mila toiches, you're not yaitzin a mitzvah at all. But there's nothing left to do. There's no mitzvah. A child, it's gemalit, has no mitzvah. If it's balayla, it already the 8th day came. There was a chiyuv. So there's already a chiyuv to do a bris. And now they do it by night. So then, whatever you could save. You had a mitzvah smila. So whatever you could do, you have to do. So do at least the toughest dambris. But if it was teiches, so when it came day to day, he had no arla. He had no mitzvah mila. So there's nothing to do because there's no mitzvah mila. Very geschmack.
What is it? The 6th at night.
The child's gemal, born gemal. Do we do it out safik arla kvusha? Or do we do it out chiyabetze? The problem with this is it's a pella, because if this is true, then if you do it by night before the 8th day, it should be the same thing. It should be nothing. And here it says beferish that molteches ubiyayim yatsa. That means if you do it balayla teches, so that's a problem with the Shagas Aryeh. It's a difficulty. The Stifler has a piece in Masechta Shabbos Eistun Beis, and he brings that. Many are matmiya on this, and it's very, very hard to understand the this mahalach. Lamaisa, what? So the question is, what does Atafas Dam Bris accomplish? So here, there's a Shtukl Torah from Reb Chaim, which really goes back earlier than Reb Chaim, but it's known in the Yeshiva Welt as Reb Chaim's Shtukl Torah, that there are two mitzvahs, a mitzvah bris mila, the mitzvah of Tafas Dam Bris, it says Dam Bris Secha, which means the mitzvah of Tafas Dam Bris, the mitzvah of Mila. Now, how does that answer the question? So the Mahalach that said B'Shem Reb Chaim, it's interesting, the Stifler brings this Mahalach, he doesn't say it in the name of Reb Chaim. Could be because it's not clear, it's not Reb Chaim didn't write this, it's not clear if Reb Chaim said this, but Reb Chaim held that there are two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Bris, and the mitzvah of Atafas Dam Bris. The mitzvah of Bris, by Yemishmini Yimayim, is the 8th day. Atafas Dam Bris doesn't have a din of Shmini. Yaitza, the mitzvah of Atafas Dam Bris, even Teich Shmini Yamim. Yaitza then also. Now, it's not so logical, because the mitzvah is to do, you don't do two things, you do a Bris, and then it's Dam Bris by the Bris. But the Stifler wants to bring a Raya from a Gemara, that it's so, and that's shot in the Ramah. That there's a mitzvah atafas dam bris. It's a mitzvah d'ereisa. It's a chelik of bris mila. The mitzvah atafas dam bris is even, there's no din of shmini. It's a din of yayin. There's no din of shmini. So atafas dam bris yayin, even if you did a teiches. And mashaykein balayla, you're not yayin. So that's the mahalach of Rav Chaim.
What is the mitzvah atafas dam bris?
He brings the pasuk Damri Secha, and it doesn't say Balasha Mitzvah. It's a dach. It's not even a chumish. But that's what he brings.
Look at the rest. We say so, Gemilah and Kriya. So we're doing two.
It's interesting. I was speaking about poems the other night. The Nachal Eshkol, in his, there's a question if you could paskin from the poems that were written by Gedolei HaPoskim, whether there's a poetic license. If you listen, if nobody's ever there by bench, you get a bris milah. Usually they bench when they see there's not going to be 10 people. So not in Yaitus, in the Harachamans, Rav Yevorech has paled bris milah. It says the Aloshin, Avaidose psula im shlosh elo layasela. It says if you don't do the chituch, priya, mitzitza, Avaidose psula. It's one of the rais, mitzitza is a ikar adin, not just for safety. So, but he doesn't say atavas dam bris. Could be as part of the chitoch or mitzitza, I don't know. But anyway, this is Reb Chaim's mahalach, that there is a mitzvah mitzitza that you mekayim teiches. The meshiv dov of a toughest dabris that you mekayim teiches. The nitziv in a tshuva, the meshiv dovar, says lamaisa. This is tshuva nundalid. The stipler brings a similar thing from the sefer Ebik Yeshua that goes with the first mahalach I told you that if there's no oral on the eighth day, there's no mitzvah. That's it. Hi, Lila. See, have a kashem Lila. But if a baby has no oral on the eighth day, there's no mitzvah. And that's why you don't need a toughest dambris if it was done after the eighth day by night. There's a very big nafkamina in these two things. Listen carefully. Koit Reb Chaim, if you do a toughest dambris toiches, your yaitz a mitzvah a toughest dambris. The mitzvah's mila is messed up, but there's nothing to do. A toughest dambris, you are yaitz. Quite than it's Siv, which appears to be the Shagas Ari's Mahalak. If you do within 8 days, you aren't making any mitzvah at all. Just too late. There's nothing to do. Tremendous nafkamina. Nafkamina is if a Goyish doctor, a non-Jewish doctor, did the bris, teiches. If you learn like the Nitziv in the Shagas Ari, what do they say? If you did a teiches, you weren't didn't do any mitzvah. It's all over and there's nothing what to do. So go on with life. You know, the baby's an honor. So somebody messed up and did the bris too early. So it doesn't matter if a guy does it or a Jew does it. If you learn Reb Chaim, that the pshat is there's a mitzvah atavas dam bris. Just you could be mekayim the mitzvah toiches. Then if a non-Jew did the bris toiches, so then you aren't yaitz in a mitzvah, and then you still need a new atavas dam bris. This din the toiches yatzah is only if a Jew did the. The bris teiches, not if a non-Jew did the bris teiches. Come out of big enough. Tremendous staff community. If you have to do a new atav is done bris. If the ches, he's not an aro. He doesn't have. He's like a David Moore. It's a tremendous shaila, tremendous staff kamina for Bali Tshuva. What to do if the bris was teiches and it was done with a. By a non-Jewish doctor. So the question is, what to do halacha l'maisa? I don't know for certain. The Shagas Aryeh and the Maram Shik and Tshuva Reish Ches, quoting his Rebbe, that's some cipher, right? That any bris teiches, you don't do a new atafi afterwards. There are others who would disagree. I don't know the halacha l'maisa. By a ger, we do our toughest. Now, just one of the rayas. They bring a raya, there's a nusach habracha. You know, we do two brachas by a bris. We make a bracha of alamila, and lachis v'eshov ramavinu. By a ger, in Shulchan Aruch, we're going to learn in Yitz Hashem, some make only one bracha, some make a second bracha, a bracha that doesn't say lahatif mimen and dam bris, but something mentions dam bris. The idea of dam bris, the stifle brings this as a raya. To the Reb Chaim Zisoy, that there's a concept of a mitzvah of Dambris. Because you see, they made it such a bracha, to mention Dambris. So. What? Yeah, it's a chiddush, say a separate mitzvah of Dambris. It's like out of left field. To say it's a separate mitzvah is not so. No. To say it's a separate mitzvah with different rules, that's it's a chiddush also.
Even if there's a bris, going down to priya.
Goyim don't do priya.
When
they don't do priya. So then our priya has to be folded back. I don't know. I only had one incident that came my way, and there was a priya. So I don't know, maybe because the parents are Jewish, maybe they wanted it, maybe they got a mile. You know, the boys were older when they asked the question.
There's no
pre-mobile like parakilu like Maral, it says. Stambris from the Nusach HaBracha of the Ger. The Nusach HaBracha, if you hold, you make a second bracha. He brings a pasuk, Dabri Secha, Yirmiyah. There's a pasuk, Hashem says, I'm going to remember, when I took Adam Mitzrayim, I remember Dabri Secha. So it mentions Dam, so that's right. Oh, Ramesh also has a tshuva, I should tell you. It's a different tshuva. He has a tshuva that's a mitzvah of Dam Bris. It is tshuva on the gumco clamps. There's something called the gumco clamp. They still there. Some people still use it today. The gumco clamp, the clamp, it's misar the child terribly, but the mother, what she sees, she doesn't see blood, so it makes it better. What they do is they prepare the child with this clamp, is they take the arla, they actually slit the arla lengthwise to insert the clamp, and then they put a ball clamp over the arla. A ball under the arla, and they put the arla over a metal ball, and on top another clamp, and has teeth. And basically what it does is it cuts off the blood supply to the arla. So later, when you do the bris, if you do the bris, there's no blood. It's a wonderful bris, a nice clean bris, no blood. So, I mean, that's the gumco clamp. Ramesh has a tshuva about it. So Ramesh, the shayel asked, if no blood comes out, is it a kosher bris? So Ramesh writes to him that he's never seen a clamp that has mamish no blood come out. There's always tipas dam. But if there would be such a thing as something that makes no blood comes out, you know, yaitzi, the dam bris, bishas bris. Said it's a halacha of dam bris, bishas bris. So there is. Reb Chaim is saying, there's different dinim. Yaitzi teiches. That's a chiddush gadol. That's a chiddush. But why that a ger does need that type of stam bris? Because a ger to be nichnas for bris shabbos to become a yid needs something. He doesn't need anything to become a yid. Okay, let's move on to Sif Beis. Apparently they do. I thought that it had fell into disuse, but I looked at Wikipedia. It seems they still use it. Sif Beis. I have a printed version of Wikipedia. Okay, Sif Beis, also very lemaisa, and something that, I mean, the Mayalim are all aware of, but Chayla, the baby is ill. We'll talk about what type of illness afterwards. Chayla ein malin oisei at sheyavri. You don't do a bris milah on a baby until he's well, which is obvious. But it means if it's not a sakana anymore, he had the high fever and now he has low fever. No, once he's not well, we wait at sheyavri umamtinen loy meishin nisrapi mecholya shivas yamin, and from the time he is better, we wait 7 days, 7 times 24 hours, oz malin oisai, and then we do the bris. So what happens? People have a baby, and the baby's not well in the hospital, taking him out, they're planning a bris. So they call the mayel. The mayel says, no, you got to wait 7 days. After wait 7 days, me'islais, from when the baby was declared well, and of course it's always a problem, what's me'islais? From which minute? It means you have to get to the minute when the baby stopped being sick. So which minute is that the baby is not well? Usually we go by when the doctor declared him to be like any baby, like any child. Well, no, you have a 7-day advance notice on this. So when do you get the calls in the afternoon? So I'll tell you in a minute. Bamedivar mamurim. Bamedivar mamurim. Shalchotzasechama. Ukiyaitzimai has fever or something similar. Shulchayli shabachalaguf. That the baby's not well. Avalam chalabecha beivarav. But let's say he had a chayli in one of his limbs. How do you know if a baby's eyes hurt a little bit? I don't know. Sometimes you have a baby who has other issues, which are not chayli kol haguf. So, mamtinen ad sheyavri, aval, Kavul ayinav kaiv gadol have a chayli shem chalagov. So I don't know what kaiv ayinayim exactly is. Whatever it is, so why did the gedarim? So Aruch HaShulchan gives us a good gedar. He says, look at Simen Shin Aleph Ches, not for Shabbos. Whatever is called a chayli on Shabbos, not a chayli sheyesh by sakana, chayli sheein by sakana, chayli sheein by sakana on Ilchus Shabbos. That means that you can take medicine for it. So that is a chayli, and when that ends, you wait 7 days. So the baby being yellow, we don't wait 7 days. And the reason for that is this. When a baby is yellow, the reason is that the liver, a baby's liver in the womb, it doesn't operate because the liver cleanses the blood. And in the womb, the baby gets his blood from his mother. And the mother's liver already has done its job. So God shuts off the liver to conserve energy until the baby is born. Usually it takes 2 or 3 days. Until the liver kicks in. A baby on the 3rd day or 4th day is very often yellow because the liver is just starting to work. Now, normally the liver starts to work, and by the 6th, 7th, 8th day, the baby looks normal. Sometimes the liver is not working properly, and most of the time, 99% of the time, the reason it's not working properly is because it's just the development of the boy. Some babies start to walk later and talk later, and some babies, the liver kicks in a little later, for whatever reason it might be. And therefore, if Eliyahu HaNavi would tell us this is an old baby, and the liver just didn't kick in yet, so we would be mala, yellow baby also. The point is, there is a possibility, however remote, that there's some problem with the liver. That's why the liver is not working. So therefore, when the baby's yellow, we're not mala the child, because it's a possible indication of something wrong, and we wait. However, if the baby's liver kicks in on day 9, it starts to work, so now it's a gloy muslim afraid, the baby was never sick. It was just a developmental pause, and that's why we don't wait 7 days, because it's an indication that the baby was never sick. Never sick. Being underweight, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that says you don't wait 7 days. Being underweight is not a sickness. It's just that the baby is not fully developed. When a baby is in an incubator, Rav Moshe writes to wait 7 days. You can say an incubator needs intervention is a chayli, even though if the baby had stayed in the womb, the baby would have been in a natural incubator. But nevertheless, Rav Moshe says when a baby is in an incubator that you wait the 7 days. And basically, any other chayli, you wait. Sometimes babies have issues. There's a common problem with the leg, with the bone. When a baby's born, the bones are softer. And apparently, if the leg is misshapen, putting the baby in a cast is very important to do it as early as possible, where the bones are still more bendable. So that's not a chayli. It's not a chayli. Sometimes you have to wait because the baby needs the intervention. But it's not a chayli that you have to wait 7 days. It's interesting, there's an odd disagreement. There's a condition, I don't know its name, where the baby's tear ducts haven't started working. There's some blockage of the tear ducts. The baby can't cry. A dream for some mothers, no? And actually, a baby can wail. He just can't cry tears. So it has to be dealt with. So some paiskim look at that as a chayli eiver echad. The tear ducts have something. They have to be. They need intervention. It's a chayli eiver echad. The mechasiyah. What? So the maybe it's a klay ma'at or klay harbe. It doesn't hurt. It just can't cry. Okay. What he writes, the mechasiyah writes in a tshuva, is we connect this to Ilchus Shabbos. Ilchus Shabbos, we have a rule that the eye is somehow connected to the heart, and the eye is always called sakhanas nefashis. Even one eye is called sakharas nefashis. So he says to wait 7 days after the intervention. A wound on a Iver Echad. It's interesting. It's rare that a baby has a wound on a hand. Sometimes a baby has a wound on the head. If they couldn't get the baby out, they had to use the biceps, the triceps, the forceps, I'm sorry. But,
shouldn't be done on Thursday or Friday?
Wait, we'll get to it. Alright, so this is the halach. The halach is 7 days by a koiv.
What if the doctor calls 7 days on 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
So you do it 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 days later. You wait 4 o'clock. No, you can't wait till next morning. You do it 24 hours times 7 days, and then you do it. Now, the Taz, somebody asked about Sundays. Why in some circles there's, once you push it off, it goes to Sunday. Now, I don't know if it's any basis for why people do it, but look at Taz Gimel. He's a machlek, he's Taz and Shach here. The Taz says, Achi Yavi, Risi Bisever Bedek Abayis, Shechibur Ha Beis Yosef. In our Torahs, the Beis Yosef is in Rashi letters. They added in block letters the Bedek Abayis. Bedek Abayis is what the Beis Yosef wrote later as an addendum to his Beis Yosef. And there it says, B'Shem HaRashba, the Mekobakim, Ei Malinai Sebiyayim Hei, once it's pushed off, don't do a bris on Thursday, Shebiyayim HaGimel, Yeshtzar L'Nimo, because the third day after a bris is the day of pain. Ve'Legitzar B'Yayim HaShabbos, Lofizah Nira, Kolshkein, Shein L'Maila B'Yayim Vav, Dikitzar Tfei, Kabash Kosim B'Sim Reisam L'Vav. According to this Taz, if it's Shalai B'Zmanai, it comes out either Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or Sunday, 4 out of 7 chances, the bris will be Sunday. So you would have 4 out of 7 shalei bismanos, that would be Sunday. It comes out Thursday, you push it off. Friday, you push it off. Shabbos, you certainly push it off. And Sunday is Sunday. So 4 out of 7 chances would be that way. However, he says, you have givus l'adavka. That's right, not like the Vel says. The Nekudas HaKesef says one word. Nekudas HaKesef on the side, the second piece, Shabbos of Kut and Gimel, Pasek ain't lemoil b'yehim v'vav, v'lesa, it's not correct. We'll see later. He says it's not correct. Resam v'vav, okay. Shkayach. And, machloikis. What? Yomtif is the same thing. Yomtif is the same as Shabbos. Yomtif Rishon. Yomtif Sheni is a big dispute. What to do a meal shalai b'zmanai on Yomtif Sheni? And Nayyim says I let them do whatever they want. We're going to get to it later. I think the minig is to push it off, but there's a certain amount of disagreement. What?
Shach.
The
son of the
Shach. Sometimes it's not a Shach, but it's called Machlokes Shach. And the minig is not to delay. At least in our circles, that's the minig. Here, I want to mention to you a shaila. There's a Truman Avnei Nezer, Simon Shin Chaf Aleph. He has the following shiloh. Sometimes a baby is born and it's necessary to do surgery as soon as possible. Now, if it's a sakana, a suffix sakana, I'm not, nothing to talk about. There's no question. You push over bris mila. But sometimes it's necessary for cosmetic reasons or functional reasons for the baby. And it's necessary to do a surgery on a tiny baby. The Avnei Nezer is talking about somebody whose bone structure was bent, and they have to do some type of correction, and they have to do it as soon as possible. But if they're going to do it, the bris mila will be pushed off. It won't take place on the 8th day. The question is whether such a surgery or any type of intervention that requires a delay of the bris mila, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, whether that's mutter. So the Avnei Nezer says two reasons that it's mutter. There's an afkamina between them. First reason, he says, is we have a rule that on a mitzvah saseh, you're not chayav levazvez yaisem achaymish v'nechasav. On a mitzvah saseh, a person doesn't have to spend all his money. He has to spend achaymish v'nechasav. So a child that is born and have sakonis with being able to walk, anybody would spend a hain rav to help the child. And therefore, he says that you're allowed to push off the bris mila based on this. That's his first reason. His second reason is a very fascinating reason. The second reason, he says, is that there's no mitzvah to do a bris till the 8th day. On the 5th day, there's no mitzvah to do a bris. So on the 5th day, you can do surgery. And when you wake up the morning of the 8th day, it's not possible to do a bris. So he says there's no mitzvah to do a bris on the 5th day, or on the 6th day, on the 7th day. The mitzvah starts on the 8th day. Nafkamina, he says, if possible, if you have a choice when to schedule the surgery, don't schedule for the 8th day. So on the 8th day, you'll have one of my two reasons. And he says, if you have to, you can rely on it. But better do it earlier. That's interesting. This is a machlokes, the Chayyadim and the Nesivos. Chayyadim has a klolei mitzvahs. I think it's klal hei in Chayyadim. And he writes a plea. He writes, he's not writing for medical emergencies. He's saying the halacha is, you're not mechuyev to be mishtadl for a mitzvah until the day of the mitzvah. L'mashal, you're not mechuyev to go get a lulav and an esrig. You're not mechuyev till the morning, Sukkot morning. You wake up Sukkot morning, you have to get a lulav and esrig. If there's no lulav and esrig Sukkot morning, you can't get one. You're an anus. You're an anus. What are you going to do? So sounds like a pella. So he brings a raya from a Gemara. That's why he brings a raya from a Gemara. It's a Gemara Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. It says a man has a choice to go to one of two cities. In one city they have a shofar for Rosh Hashanah. He tries to go one of two cities. One city they have a shofar, but they don't have any mazayrim. There's no sidurim. Nobody knows how to daven. In the other city they have mazayrim, but they don't have a shofar. So should he go to the kaim it's a shofar, he won't be able to daven on Rosh Hashanah? Or should he go to where they daven and he won't have shofars? Gemara says you go to. So Gemara says pshita. Gemara says even if it's a safik shofar, better go safik shofar than to go. So Chai Adam says, I don't understand. What city has a shofar? What city has mazayrim? Why aren't all the people in the mazayrim city mechuyev to go to the shofar city? Let them bring their mazayrim along already. And why aren't they all mechuyev to go to the shofar city to mekayim the mitzvah? To raya that you're not mechuyev to go to a place until that morning. It's a hinder, we all do it, but strictly speaking, the mitzvah starts when this man starts. That's what it says in the Chayyad. The Sivis, what? As a worker of matzah, you wake up in the morning and bake matzahs. What's the problem? So you bake matzahs. You come off from shul and you start baking matzahs. So the Nesivis argues very strongly. The Nesivis also brings a raya from a Gemara. You know, we sit here on our armchairs and we say Svaris. So they bring Gemaras. He brings a Gemara in Cholin. The Gemara says about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. The Gemara says, Yachal Yekader Baharim. I would think you should go up in the mountains to look to Mekayim Shiluach HaKein. Tamid Leimer Ki Yikarei. That it's only if you bump into it, you don't have to go looking for it. So what's that mean? You have to go looking for it. The mitzvah starts when you have the mitzvah. It says, if I stay, step by other mitzvahs, you have to go looking for it. You have to go before you have the mitzvah. You don't wait till you see it and then you have a mitzvah. If I say, otherwise a mitzvah to get the mitzvah.
Why don't we have a mitzvah? Maybe the baby dies if you step to the dead.
There may be...
The
baby will die. The same question. If you're gonna push it off, maybe the baby will die. It's a halachic thing when we pass the Lech Hashin and Lamisa. We really, it's a sugi in the Gemara. We're not chayshish bismamuit that someone will die. It's true that maybe Yehuda wrote it, but Lamisa, we don't, we're not chayshin and Lamisa.
Nobody argues that you need more than
chaymish for
me, the
meal
is different.
So there are those who have a hutaina that maybe an asay bekaris is different. But I don't know if Nineza says it, and.
It's become a yid.
No, a Jew is a Jew with or without a bris. He's a yid anyway. He's going to have his bris. It's going to get pushed off. So anyway, this is the Avdi Nez, as far as I know, was Saimachan. The second reason is a chiddush. His first reason is something less of a chiddush. All right, Siv Kimmel next week.